This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on 4 years of National Education Policy 2020. The participants are Dr. G.S. Rajput, former director, NCERT, and Nishit Kumar, anchor.
The National Education Policy envisions a massive transformation in education through an education system rooted in Indian ethos that contributes directly to transforming India into an equitable and vibrant knowledge society by providing high-quality education to all, thereby making India a global knowledge superpower. The NEP 2020 is founded on the 5 guiding pillars of access, equity, quality, affordability, and accountability. To discuss the NEP on the occasion of its 4th anniversary, we are joined in by Dr. J.S. Rajput, eminent educationist. Dr. Rajput, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
The National Education Policy, Dr. Rajput, envisioned sea changes in the whole education setup. Where do you see it 4 years down the line now?
You see, one of the most outstanding features of the policy was that it was based upon the experience that we had gained in the second half of the 20th century and also the first 15 years of the 21st century. These have been times of change and great change. Pace of change was very important. We have learned it, that with time, you cannot have a policy made in 1986-92 and wait for so many years, more than 30 years to have a new policy. But anyway, we had a very wide consultations regarding the policy. And what has happened during the last 4 years, the most important thing is everybody accepts that change has to be implemented. We cannot continue the way we had continued for 3 to 4 decades earlier. And therefore, every institution, every individual, everybody is keen to be part of this change. I think this is one achievement that must be highlighted. The teachers, textbook writers, curriculum developers, everybody is working. Institutions are trying their best to find out what are the latest methods that they should adopt in the pedagogy and andragogy of teaching and learning. Universities are working in the areas of research and thinking how the research can be made more relevant and relevant for the common people, because issue of equity, equality and access, all of them are mentioned in a very appropriate manner in this policy. Another thing that I want everybody must remember, that these are the times in which globally, and UNESCO did it in 1996, they got a report prepared, what would be the shape of education in 21st century. And they had said that education in every country must be rooted to its culture, its tradition of knowledge quest, but committed to progress. And this is what this policy also says, and it clearly mentioned that it has been prepared in light of the great Indian tradition of knowledge quest, knowledge search, knowledge utilization, the sadupyog, the right utilization of knowledge in the welfare of people. For example, our basic premise is sarva bhuta hite rata, in the interest of everyone, not confined to any geographical region, globally. And that is the point that our tradition had, and we find as we study in tradition of knowledge quest, this policy realizes and emphasizes, and in fact, it inspires people to study more and more and find out what of that tradition is still relevant, how it can be utilized in the future in the global context also. And that is the one feature that we found everywhere. It talks of values, it talks of public people's welfare, it talks of serving people, it talks of developing a personality that will respect diversity, it talks of compassion and empathy that should be generated and ignited in every individual, so that the basic idea of equality, equity and social justice are really put to practice as our constitutional framework had thought of, and in fact that was the dream. So this policy, if implemented properly, can go. We have got the direction in 5 years. We have got the necessary preparation. We have devised courses. We have developed curricula. We have developed textbooks. And all this, I think, will have visible results in the next 3 years.
Right. So, Dr. Rajput, besides the 5 guiding pillars of access, equity, quality, affordability and accountability, as we just talked about, another one of the primary focus, if I may say so, areas was to eliminate the rote learning process and to promote holistic development of children. Now, how far have we succeeded in achieving this objective?
You see, certain things require an attitudinal transformation amongst a large majority of the teachers. Some of the terms that are being used, getting rid of the rote memory, we have been using it for the last several decades, but we have not succeeded. Now, in this policy, we have included certain ways and means by which it can be overcome. Mm-hmm. It has damaged our systems. It has, in fact, impeded the mental growth of our children. And it has also led to certain exemption systems, which are now not working. Therefore, this particular recommendation requires tremendous amount of changes in teacher preparation, which has been taken note of, and it has been decided that now the teacher preparation process shall be a 4 years duration and not a 1 year duration. Very significant. It will require a lot of inputs, and I think several institutions have already started, several universities have taken a lead, and they have launched 4 year integrated teacher education programs. This is a major achievement. They will work much better. Once teachers are prepared in a proper manner, they know why rote memory should be discarded, what are the other alternatives of learning, encouraging learning, inspiring learning, and persuading children to learn on their own. Swadhyaya is the most significant factor that shall be evident within few years. The things would start working and the visual results would be available to us.
Right, Dr. Rajput. Another key focus area, I would say, was vocational education. Now, how important it is when we see this in juxtaposition to the mainstream education in this national education policy?
You see, one person who understood India and nobody else could claim that much of comprehension of this country was Mahatma Gandhi. And before India got independence, he was very much worried about the education and what should be the shape of education. That is something which we have not given due attention, which finds attention in this policy. How is this? Gandhi has said the takli. People may say, oh, what takli? But there was a very sound principle behind it, and that was skill development. Everybody has to work with the hand. You have acquired an approach and attitude towards developing your skills. Knowledge is necessary, but knowledge is incomplete unless until you have the corresponding skills also. So he had thought of working with hands, head, hand and heart. These three terms he used. Another way of putting it was body, mind and spirit. Or another one was self, society and nature. Now, if you see this 3x3 matrix, it clearly indicates that you have to acquire skills, and now we have been working on this for several years. Even before the policy came, we had a Ministry of Skill Development, which was a new development, because the recommendations on vocational education, which were made in 1968 policy and reiterated in 1986-92 policy, did not bear fruits. They didn't really were acceptable in practice and the larger scale. But now things have changed. The global scenario has changed. People have now realized that working with hands, acquiring new skills, they may be information technology, they may be in production, they may be in generating things, they may be in manufacturing. Those skills can lead you can very enlightening paths for the young of India. And therefore, skill development is one of the great features that this policy has put before the country. People are taking interest in skill development. A lot of programs which can be listed have been launched in this direction. There is an attitudinal transformation, and which I think within few years will take larger shape and things will be better.
Dr. Rajput, tell us something about the new 5+3+3+4 curricular structure corresponding to age group of 3 to 8 and then 8 to 11, 11 to 14 and 14 to 18 years.
You see, there have been a global change in the understanding of when and how education must begin.
Okay.
In India, we had 5+. Right. But gradually, based upon the research, it has been realized that the most important years are begin from, say, 3 years of age. Up to 3 years, it is the family and parents. Mm-hmm. But after that, in this learning, alphabets or numbers are counting. It is to encourage the what children desire, how they are growing up on their own, and help them. I would like to repeat the words of Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore, who had written that when a child is born, he gets two boons from the Almighty, you can say nature or God, and there is no discrimination. Every child, every human child, and that is number one, power of ideas and power of imagination. Now, if you see a child of 3 years and give him a toy, he would not sit quiet, he would be doing something. He would like to create, he would like to bring it to, he will do something. That is the age when you understand the child, help him, and this is a great responsibility that the education system has accepted today. After realizing its implications, we are able to prepare right teachers. If it is really implemented everywhere, obviously our quality in higher education in all the other stages will increase very significantly, and all these other stages, it will make a difference if we were really able to have these 3+2 years. Mm-hmm. These first 5 years one can look after, but it is a big challenge. But it will make a difference, I'm very confident about.
Dr. Rajput, how far do you think increasing its age would really help this national education policy grow and grow in a very positive way? Your comments on that.
You see, Right to Education Act, we implemented this right spirit also. There are, before we enhance the age or other things, we should also be very careful about certain incorrect practices, unacceptable practices that have crept into the system. For the proper implementation of National Education Policy, those who are taking decisions, who are decision makers, who are implementers, have to see that every step is taken to prevent commercialization of the education. Commercialization has crept into education in a big way. We have so much of focus on the tuitions, on these coachings, and the consequences are disastrous. All of us have been seen every time. We are not able to conduct even the entrance examinations and other things. Why? Because we have failed to focus on ethical norms and other things, preparing our teachers. If those things are taken note of, only then we can expect that things will happen and things will improve. Policy may be as good as anything, but its outcome depends upon the person who implements it. The person who runs a college, it also depends on the leadership and the education sector. I have been pleading all these years, wherever I get a chance, and I get several chances, that you have to develop a system of educational administration, that India must make a difference between general administration and educational administration. The two are very different in concept, and one of the most outstanding educationists, scientist Professor D.S. Kothari, had recommended this as early as in 1964-66 Commission report, that there should be an Indian Education Service. You must trust your teachers. They should be heading the Directorate of Education. They should be heading the Kendriya Vidyalaya Sangathan. They should be heading the Central Board of Secondary Education. The school board should be headed by them. Why should a textbook corporation be headed by a non-expert? This is the situation about which I am very much unhappy, and I want it to be known to everybody. Should discuss on this. How do you develop it? This policy has those factors. Commitment is to be generated, and a person very committed but maybe committed to something else than teaching or education things. Based upon that, we said another thing, performance. Your performance must be there for the learners. So these three factors are the key factors that must be remembered by everyone who is associated with the implementation of this policy. And in this performance, we have also mentioned that how to evaluate is one of the areas that must be learned by every teacher, and what are the new ways and methods of measuring the learning outcomes has to be taught. And therefore, tremendous amount of education changes are necessary in how do you prepare teachers. 4-year program would be fine, but you cannot devise a curriculum this year and wait for another 5 years, 6 years. No, you have to continuously keep on changing things. Things change. COVID happens, for example. Next year, you cannot ignore COVID. You have to bring in COVID somewhere. Right. This applies to education policy. It applies to teacher preparation. And it applies to all of us. We have an obligation to ensure that this policy succeeds.
Lastly, Dr. Rajput, broad-based, multidisciplinary, mostly undergraduate education is another key highlight of the policy. How much of headway are we actually making in it?
You see, several universities have already initiated this. And this is very much backed by the young persons. Why should they not be able to study philosophy and physics together? Somebody has asked Einstein that if you are the master of preparing curriculum, what will you like to teach in the school? He said, if I have all the authority, I will teach only two things. And they would be music and mathematics. Now, this is to be remembered by teachers. They must analyze it. Einstein said, music and mathematics, everything will. And if you think about it, yes, multidisciplinary is the key answer. You have to say that a child is able to study things he likes. Mathematics, we all know, every area can be covered. Similarly, music, all the values, sublime aspects of life can be brought into music. So when Einstein says this, it is translated in the policy in a different manner that yes, if you like this area, you can take 2 credits in this area, 3 credits, you will shift somewhere else. Right. You will have no problem. So far as your things are concerned, even if you change your university or college. My information is that there are people who are working on this, universities are working on this, and the results will be right before the nation. In next 3-4 years, new graduates will be before in the market and labor market.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Rajput, for having joined in and shared your valuable information with our listeners. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on 4 years of National Education Policy 2020. The participants were Dr. J.S. Rajput, former director, NCERT, and Nishit Kumar, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.